I thought it was you with a microphone. Looking good. Very serious shot. Not yours. Okay. You need to go very close to the mic and the question is very cold. Just punish you with no mic. That's it. You read the Megillah by yourself, you read it sitting down. The Tzibur, you have to do it standing because it's covered up. Tzibur. They call it Shtami, Mechada says. You have to read the entire Megillah, Bitoch HaKsav, Al-Pez Lo Yotza. The Dieved, if you... The Stolf left out a few... Okay. You need to go very close to the mic and request for a colleague. Just punish you with no mic. That's all. You read the Megillah by yourself, you read it sitting down. The Tzibur, you have to do it standing because it's covered on Tzibur. They call it Shtami in the Chabad says. You have to read the entire Megillah, Bitoch HaKsav, Al-Pez Lo Yotza. The Dieved, if you... The Sofa left out a few words, until half, you read about Al-Pez Yotza. So if you were in a shul, and Mr. Brewer said that they banged Haman so loud, and then the Baal Torah picks up the word after Haman, and you don't hear the next word. It happens all the time. All the time. So, you know, the Baal Torah wakes, decent interval, and he goes. You all the kids in the back, you are screaming and groggering and then firecrackering and gun capping and everything. You can't hear a word. So what you do is, don't give up. Well, first of all, leave. Go to the front. Don't get away from those kids. Sit right in front of the Baltari. But for that time, just read yourself your own Kurdish or Megillah to make sure that you catch up by the next time. Very easy. When the next summer comes around, you catch up easy. Make a lot of that. Get a racket. So you can catch up from one over to the next. But they have to go if you can't hear the Baltarian spell. If you miss one word, you're not yours. Okay. The other Megillah Chayyar, the Mishnah Mechaber, don't read with the passage of the Apostle of Chumash. Just be quiet and listen. Even the fourth sukkah of the minigas to read for everyone from his own chumash, the Kaz has to read it again from the Megillah Chayyar Lechatchila. So the average of the old things is on the fourth sukkah. The minority. That's what the Mr. Guru said. Okay. You're not supposed to speak across the middle of the Megillah. You read it backwards in the wrong order. It's obviously no good. You don't understand the words of it. You don't understand the word of Hebrew. You are Yotze. None of us know Hebrew. What do we don't know? Akash Gronin, Benair Amachum, no one knows what I mean. You know where, as long as you listen, you are yoga. You have to listen and concentrate that they're reading the Megillah. You know what the words mean? Your mind wanders totally at the big question. It's called Prapha, we call Kro Misnamnei. What is Kro Misnamnei? Yotza Shmo Misnamnei Lo Yotza. Why not? Mr. Brewer says, well, Ravada Chosilo Kamatayna. Is he literally sleeping? Something that he's literally sleeping, that proves nothing for our case, because he physically didn't hear the words, he was sleeping. But the same means he was just not focused. That's relevant for the guy who's awake, but he's thinking about his business or whatever he's thinking about, just not focused entirely. I think you understand what the words mean. The guy was listening to the Bakari intently, he doesn't understand a word, but he's listening to everything he said. That's okay. If you're just tuned out, you know, you're not sleeping proper, that's a machlokas. I don't know if shot over here. Okay. Now, the person made a mistake in reading the Megillah. The Chabad is aim at docking the Torah yourself. It doesn't make that much of a difference. What does that mean? Some say it means any mistake doesn't matter. Others say if the mistake is changing the meaning, of course it matters. It says no fail, no foul, your shave, your shav, is the mistakes happen for people commonly make. No, you have to go back. Only Yehudim, Yehudiyim, all the same thing, that's the Chumash, they can go back, but not in the Yehudah test. Not as many possible, right? Yehudim, Yehudiyim, things of this nature. Aseret mehaman in one breath, the chatzila, the diem, it doesn't matter. Chatzila yibim chamesh me'os ish, until I set her. That's the minute. Deep breath and just keep calm. It's not a problem. You got to stop panicking. Oh, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. You won't make it. Just cool it. You're healthy and it's not that much of a problem. Okay. Let's say, or a hormone, or a monotone, et cetera, we say in the Shoshana's Yaakov. You're supposed to hold the Megillah like a letter. Be careful how you do that. You're going to become a big design for the Megillah. You end up folding it over in a terrible way, so don't do it totally. It's not so bad. The thing is, you say, Megillah to those, you shake it. So. Get rid of your heck out of the Megillah. Four took I said out loud, as you know, and the chazan took it afterwards. The meaning of to write homer on the bottom of your shoes, go like this, and to erase homer, shame b'shalom yirko, and you're back in the Megillah. Ain levatel shun minig olivagola. Hilo lechinim hukku. Every minig has a place, you shouldn't make fun of it. But it's up to you, to the Megillah. Try out a minion. The question of the women counts for a minion over here. Ooh. The Sumanisa, where women count for a minion. So, no, it's not without. Even a Yochid, if you read the Bismana, you make the Brocha, the Shalom is not. Big question about, next year, the person reads it on Shushan Purim, which is on Shabbos, you read it on Friday, is that considered Bismana, Shalom is Mana? More sounds like it's Shalom is Mana. You have to have a minion of the Yikuva next year, probably in Yerushalayim. Others disagree. I have a mother. They find a way out. Not for now. You have to be written, of course, properly with the proper cloth, the proper aura, the proper way it's written. Asteris Nehoman has to be, oh, an Amud. The Mechavad needs an Amud. And some say, Ramos is no Gosh Lolas, the Amud Flaal, the Tofa. There's no Amud at all. The draw is very makbid, and you should have an omelet. Only that it should. Wood piece, but the Yiddish should have to prepare it like grub. Aseres Nehoman has to be written like this. You all know how it's written. And now the draw was makbid that the Aseres Nehoman not be written any bigger than the rest of the letters of the Megillah. But it's not a story right bigger than the base of Bereshit. But on the other hand, others will also mock me that the terrorists are going to occupy an entire column. You know, just to say they went straight down, you know, they haven't done the bottom more. All I had to do both of those traders is only one way. To have a gross Megillah, which we call a Megillah which has how many lines? 11 lines. That's what I have. 11 line Megillah. So, come to that column, it's the same 11 lines. It depends, you know, ish. The ace,
they have
a Hamelach. What?
They have
a Hamelach. A grow with the Hamelach? I don't know if you do that. They don't have to have Ish to Megillah? 11 line Megillah with Hamelach within each column? I haven't seen that. It's probably hard enough. Some columns are wide.
You said an arrow. No.
Oh, yeah. Sure. That column for sure won't get a Hamelach. But even Mech HaShadot will have a Hamelach. Exactly. Syria, that's certainly a problem. Because you have gaps, even like a separate parasha. There's a whole line in between. You can't do that. You don't triple space in the Megillah. You can't do that. There exists a minig that the Olam says the Aseres Nehoman before the Chazan, the Baltarida. The lovelish reason why the Rav Shava was what's quoted as saying why, because you cannot fulfill Shomei Kona for the Neshima Achas Shabo. I have a much more Balabatish reason why, because the fight of my shul happened many years ago, where a Balabas accused the Balkari of omitting one of the 10 sons of Haman. And I can see how it could happen, because you know, he's going from the back and forth of the ace. You know, the ace, he missed one. I thought he said all 10, we didn't make him land again, but this guy was stomped out of it. So you read again, and you're on the deal, it's bombing him there. I didn't come up with him, she's only a meal. Like, well, that's probably the reason for the Shema, for the Minigas throw, about the Shema. Everyone says it first, the Yechidus. In case they accuse the Valkyrie Oh, forgetting. 1 to 10 of the Bahamas. So you already said it on your own. Matcha. Okay. So how to sew it together with various chutzim. Not for now. If you have dots in the Megillah, it's not possible. There are some that people who don't know the trap, they put it in. I've seen it. They put in the trap with a little bit of, and they put it on the Shver and the Kudus, they put it in the Megillah. That's a wimpish way of reading it. They make three brachas before the Megillah. By day, the Mechaber says no, the Rambam says yes. Because that's the main Megillah by day. And also have the Shalom Manas, the Suda, etc. After the Megillah, you make a Rabbah Sriveinu. Asher Hain is by day, not by night. You don't make a bracha after the Megillah, unless you can see it. If you make it someone privately, there's no bracha after the Ramon. You can't talk to the Megillah. You can make it to somebody else after you already go to the Megillah. Some say amazing Makaba, unbelievable. That if you're very hungry, rather than eat before Megillah, you should lay in after Plag HaMincha. Very, very difficult side. Pashup Shad is not that way. But if you're hungry, better to eat before the Megillah, which really needs a Kalva Ode, rather than rely on the pulse and the Plag HaMincha is good enough. Most pulse are against this Makab. Huh? Yeah. After Meir and Purim night, you say Vata Kodesh, and Moshe Shabbos, you say this year maybe. No, I'm not the Kodesh. I'm eating the Chah. And you read the Megillah before Havdolah, quote it. I'll listen by the Leon. You don't say, you don't go back. I'll listen only in Yudalan and Tezvot. No Halal and Purim, of course. Three reasons given the Gemara, you are aware. Good floor, it's the word you say first Megillah instead of Halal. It's not Akkabi Abdul Hashver Shana. No Tafnun, no Navaseh, no Kelev Chapayim. Read on Rabbi Amalek. The Mechaber, you say this last pasuk twice. It makes sense to them. Amos says, no. You are 9, and that's the end. Matanas Levyonim. A very important din. You have to give 2 different people. Post will say, they should give enough for 2 meals. Some say 2 putas is enough. Not to be reports both opinions. The Mishnah Gematz Hashekel, to give it the Pur of night. Night before Purim, actually, kind of tester. So we have stolen of $0.50, which we call it today. Whoever asks for the money you give him, the onion, don't tell him to be careful, check for the onion on Purim. With no onion, hold the money, you give it later. You give it later. Oh, issue today, can you be out there? My father's going to be given to you Shalayim. You're an American, you have it given for you when you're Shalayim on Purim. So the Shalom is also yes, and I can't understand it. I don't understand. The quote from American Rabban also said yes. I don't understand. I can do that. So our
what's the problem?
Today, Brock.
What's the problem? The times, not
no. It was the wrong day. No, Bnei Brock is okay. Although there's now the new Bach from here, Bnei Brock. Bnei Brock is somewhat familiar to Yafo. They say now Yafo is the Shabbos of Tetzvot. Now they built up the whole. Straight, right? I mean, a little straight from the neighbor to Yafo now. Am I correct? Neighbor, Tel Aviv, Yafo, I think. No? There's a new Bakamir in there. Yafo is a shadow from the phone. I don't know. I'm playing what I heard. $5. Yeah, $5 is enough for 2 meals. 2 on here. Now, Surah Purim is a mitzvah. You fulfill the mitzvah only by day, not by night. At night, Yismach v'yirvik tzatz v'sudah. The posture is no mitzvah to drink at night whatsoever. By day, to bathe, the most important of all, you can't leave for the sip. After this, you can leave if you want. No one leave before this. Chayav inish l'psumi v'puria. Ad lo yada. And all right, the Baruch Mordechai. Wait. Says the Ramon. V'yesh omim. Dein tzorach l'ishtaka kol kach ala yishti yosef v'limudo. V'yoshein. V'mitom shi yoshein. And yodeh ben all right, the Baruch Mordechai. Not at the Psalm. You have to drink wine and go to sleep. In my opinion, you can fulfill the mitzvah two different, twice. The Mishnah and Simcha. Simcha is the mitzvah by the Sudas Purim. Sudas Purim, the Miramah, what's the minute that we have a minute to be eating after Mincha? Too late, so you finish it, it's already after dark, you can't sleep. So you, first, if you can do it, you know, early in the morning, after you're up from shul, you're still exhausted, sitting only 2 hours the night before. So you take a cup of wine, go sit with the Budo, drink it, and go take a nap. You wake up, hopefully in time for the Sudas Purim, and for Mincha. So then you would have another cup of wine during the Suda. That's what I think. The first one is Mishta, and the second one is Simcha. Came there early. The most of the meal should be had by Deis Tirama, which means the Chatzila, Kazai is Kala, Kazai is Basra, Ravi is Jayim, all be had before Shkia. Be careful, they're waiting for Ayan Tilly, and they're waiting for Uncle Chaim, and then the drain. Make sure you start at the proper time before the Shkia. Of course, the minutes have a little bit extra simple on Shusha and Purim as well. The Alan Nissen, even though it's late at night, to began the Suda on Purim, it's on minute. Shalach Manas is 2 minim to one person. That's all. Shalach Manas now becomes a keeping up with the Joneses kind of an idea. We're going to do the fancy Shalach Manas, spend the most dollars making the candy wrapper for people rich. You know, those super fancy baskets. And in fact, I'll end with a fascinating story. I got a phone call from the lawyer for the Association of American Federation of Teachers, I think. It's a big national organization. They want to have a contending lawsuit. Some Jewish teachers applied for a religious observance day. They go off on Purim. It's better for them in terms of their taking a personal day. $1,000. They want to know, should they go to court or to arbitration? Should they win or lose? So he said, can the person fulfill his mitzvah on Purim if he goes to teach? I had to tell the truth. But if you teach him 9 to 3, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Megillah before 9 and the Suda after 3. Lord does say that Ha'idin Nagel B'chamaka Shalash Malacha, but you know it's hard to say because this minute that a guy should be off from teaching. It's a question. So I'm not sure if they're going to go through the lawsuit or not. If they do, I'll let you know the outcome if I am able to find out about it. Finally, a Purim Katan, it's a minute. Some say it's a minute to drink, some say not. There are multiple clues. She mocked me because it's cold, late.
letter. All right, but that's the dormitory. We got a number of Shilohs. People are going, not going to be in the dormitory for you. They'll be away, they'll be here, they'll be there, they'll be in someone's house, someone else's house. You can only fulfill the mitzvah of Nechag in your own house. However, that's defined. You define your own house where you're staying. If you have your own house which you own or rent, and you stay there with your family, or it's owned or rented by your father, and you stay there, it's your house, fine, that's possible. What happens if you are a guest? Wants to fulfill his mitzvah, that Aksanoi has the mishtatik for Pruti. You're going to give a Pruti. I'm sorry? I just told you, what's the problem here? I just said before, if you want the most possible, you have two alternatives. You can either give a Pruta or you can lie yourself. Exactly. What's the last understand? You want a little.